We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. It is mock draft season, and the Giants have updated their mock draft tracker on Giants.com. Go to Giants.com/mock draft, and Paul, some new names in the mix. Now, some of the guys we've seen before are still being predicted to the Giants, the Ezekiel Elliotts, the Ronnie Stanleys, the Shaq Lawsons, but there are some new names in the mix. Let's start with an offensive lineman at a Michigan State, Jack Conklin.
Conklin's a very interesting prospect because a few months ago, a lot of people thought he might be an early second-round guy. Maybe even the Giants at 40 could have been looking at him. Well, guess what? No more. He is shooting up like a rocket ship. Now there are people who think that maybe Stanley from Notre Dame is the second-best tackle in the draft. Others think Conklin is the second-best tackle in the draft. What I'm told, power guy. Terrific. I've looked at the film. He can play left tackle. He can play right tackle. Very, very strong. Anchors extremely well. Disciplined. These are all the kinds of things now that people are saying about him as they move him up the board. The one thing he may not be as good at, John, as an athlete, not real quick feet. And doesn't really get out necessarily as quick and downfield for the second-level blocks.
And he also played in a pro-style offense in Michigan
Yes.
State, which should make the transition to the NFL a little bit easier. The other name that's getting some traction out there is Leonard Floyd out of Georgia. Now, he was a 3-4 outside linebacker for them, but he was asked to cover, he was asked to blitz, and he actually played a little bit of inside linebacker over the course of the year as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing, John. Great athlete and versatile. And you have to remember now, the way he was used at Georgia may not be the way a pro team is going to use him, and that's where it gets tricky. Because now how do you project? You're right. He was a cover guy. He was an outside linebacker guy. He was a speed rush guy. He was an inside linebacker guy. What do you do with a Swiss Army knife like that, you know? And without necessarily honing in on one specific thing, it makes it very hard for people to value where he should fall in the draft.
And for a linebacker, very unique body as well. It's 6'6", 245
yes.
pounds.
Yes, again, very long, sleek, athletic. Probably needs to get a little power going, though, when he gets into the NFL.
And, of course, mock drafts are updated constantly throughout the month of April. So go to Giants.com/mock draft. We track them for you. We make it easy. It's a one-stop place to go for all the latest mock
but we
drafts.
We won't give them the pick.
No, we won't. And, of course, everyone predicting who the Giants will go at number 10 in the NFL draft. We'll know at the end of April. Stay tuned to Giants.com for coverage. Until then.